With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So a bit of, a choppy day, you could say, yesterday. Volumes are low, but volatility is quite high. So we were able to benefit from that volatility. With our dollar pairs, we're able to book in profits on those trades, very significant profits. And we're kind of looking to see where the next opportunity is now. So not too much clarity. There's still a lot of sort of concern and anxiety about few elements of this marketplace. So on one hand, you've got concerns coming from Japan and the unwinding of the carry trade with a stimulative fiscal policy looking to stimulate the economy. At the same time, we could get the Bank of Japan looking to raise rates and narrowing the differential between the US, for example, and the Japanese interest rates. And what that basically means is there's been a carry trade for quite some time, where people have been taking capital from Japan, converting it into dollars and buying US tech and making a nice percentage gain along the way. So it's been a bit of a no-brainer for those institutions over the years. And now that's beginning to unwind, or the potential is there for it to unwind. In addition, we've got concerns around some of the AI narrative. You've got massive moves in markets like Strategy and Bitcoin. So the wheels are coming off there a little bit. And so we're going to have a look at these things. We're going to have a look and see what bond yields are doing. And there is, it must be said, a little bit of an incoherent picture developing. And we never really like that, but that is absolutely the dynamics as things currently stand. So really, we're kind of waiting for those next opportunities. So we'll be talking about, you know, support and resistance, and if prices break above, we'll be looking to be buyers. If we get sort of a coherent move, and if prices roll over to the downside, we'll be looking to sell. So we're just going to play this market as it unfolds, really. Okay, let's get into it. We'll of course start with a risk warning. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. All profitable trades need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk along with trade management and your ability to keep your feet on the ground. And yesterday we were able to sort of exit at high relative highs and lows just by being calm and allow the market to determine when we exit. So these sorts of things are really quite useful. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So Let's start then with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we'll bring up Forex Factory. So I suppose the only commentary really, I mean, a little bit of news out of the BOJ, which is which can be very, very market moving. And it might present some fantastic opportunities as far as the yen's concerned. So yesterday we got weaker than expected manufacturing PMI numbers. So manufacturing in the US is weaker than what was previously stated, the ISM manufacturing PMI number, along with the manufacturing prices slightly lower than what was expected, pulling back off the highs. And in addition to that, really, we start to project a little bit forward. We've had Fed Chair give these opening remarks. Powell's speech and labor data in focus for next week certainly is. So this is where we're going to be looking at. I suppose the only thing really for today is European inflation numbers. And it is, broadly speaking, if it comes in line with expectations, then we're broadly where the ECB would like inflation to be. And then tomorrow we have things like ADP numbers. So these are the beginning of the employment numbers that we're talking about here. A few central bankers, Christine Lagarde speaking twice tomorrow. And then we get the ISM services numbers. So yesterday we got the manufacturing, and tomorrow we get the services PMI numbers. So a few little news events dotted around. By far, you know, the most important element to these markets. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Would be the macro developments, and this is what we've seen. So we saw massive selling a couple of weeks ago, bounced off the lows, and we've just been on this really strong rally up till now. Now we've been in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. Strong rejection on the open, came down, made new lows, and attempted to rally and make new highs, but unfortunately has failed. So what we can do with these markets is really identify support and resistance. There's a few elements to these markets which don't necessarily support our positioning. So look, we've got these support levels in here. We'll be watching these very, very carefully. We got horizontal support in markets like US oil. We're, as far as the dollar's concerned, we could take yesterday's daily low, and we were able to book in profit right at these highs yesterday. And we do the same for the pound. So again, took profit as these prices rallied into resistance, and with the dollar Swiss, we just happened to take profit very close to those lows. So yesterday's low is without a doubt a support level. So those are our support levels, and then we'll put our resistance levels in this as well, and to just demonstrate kind of where these markets are at from a technical perspective. And then we've got this descending kind of trying. So you've got a narrowing when it comes to US oil. So a trade like, for example, a breakout below the 58.85, for example, would be kind of a breakout of this lower trend line, the diagonal, the horizontal, and would be certainly an opportunity worth considering. We've got resistance here in, see, these are on the larger time frames, and then we're going to take yesterday's high, which is, you can see the resistance in these markets. So this is where we're really looking for clarity in terms of what we're doing. Now you've got a little buy trade in the indices running into all these moving averages. So a lot of support below those levels. And this is your structural failure trade. We've been waiting a little bit for it with a stop loss above the $60 level. So, and at that point, it would actually be breaking below the support line. So a narrowing of price up at $60, and we're looking for a breakout, ideally to the downside. Our bias would still technically be to the downside for the dollar Swiss. And no surprise, upside moves in markets like the euro dollar. Sorry, we'll have a look at these in a little bit more detail in our live trade room shortly. So we'll be looking for these types of moves. Now, the other alternative as well with the indices is, because we're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern, there is quite a few aspects to lean into from an upside move perspective. It does appear to be a significant amount of kind of indecision in these markets. And that's really where we're at this point in proceedings. So with this in mind then, we'll have a look at today's trade plan, which is as follows. So I think we're in a bit of a mixed market dynamic, we'd have to say. So let's have a look. So mixed market conditions. We did get positive Black Friday sales. The liquidity fears keep seeming to sort of pop their head up. Not sure those have eased completely. We do have a positive AI backdrop, and the Fed are looking to cut rates at December 10th FOMC meeting, along with Kevin Hazard floated as next Fed chair. It does appear that that's the case. So we've got this sort of strange low volume, sort of quite high liquidity dynamic. So we're getting sort of wild swings, but actually in terms of volume, it's not particularly great. So what are we looking at? Further indices strength, further dollar weakness, further US oil below. Let's see what that level is. 58.88. Keeping options open, we think, is quite an important feature for these markets. A bit of a strange day yesterday, you could say, for markets. Now, we're able to benefit from it, but as you can see, once we exited our positions shortly afterwards, they all started to reverse really quite aggressively. So that's today's trade plan in the chat box. Keeping options open really is kind of an important feature for us. So listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We've got a few risk on elements to lean into. Definitely got a dovish Fed. We'll see if we get a little bit weaker employment numbers coming through. And we've got this AI tech rally ticking away in the background. And then on the risk off side, there's risk on recessionary fears, you could say. Have we overextended? Certainly the cryptocurrency markets are taking a big hit. Is that an early sign? Could we get some further weakness? We're just going to have to play these markets as they unfold, proving quite difficult. Really not too sure which would, you know, what move we'll see next in Donald Trump and his administration. So, yeah, there's a few elements. Obviously, inflation's another problem. If that's continuing to tick higher, that's a bit of a problem for the Fed and for the US administration as well. So any questions, feel free to reach out and let us know. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. For everyone here, yeah, we'll just monitor things as things unfold and see if there's opportunities there for us, because there very well may be. So, right, we'll speak to you guys shortly. Thanks for joining us, as always. Those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there about a minute's time. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.